We're joined now by Twin Cedars boys basketball coach Kalee Rodrigues on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on 92.1 KRLS. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. And Kalee, good to talk to you after the holidays get over with it in January. And you finally got back to playing this week, but unfortunately a couple of losses to begin 2025. I guess your thoughts on, you know, the beginning, the restart of the season, if you will.
Honestly, man, it was a little difficult with the, you know, the 2 weeks off and not a lot of practice and gym availabilities. Me and you talked, I went on vacation. My assistant went on vacation, much needed, a little bit of break. Against Collins Maxwell, we had a little rough go. We had some, a little bit of family disagreements with me and the boys on philosophy of, hey, we're getting beat in transition. We should get out of the press. And I was okay with that, and we talked about it. And I said, hey, guys, I get that we're losing and we're tired. And right now when you're down, you work on things, and that's how we get better. And after the game, they said, Kalee, we tried it our way. It didn't work. We're all in on trying it your way, which was huge for this group. Really good. After the break, we did lose a couple of players. They were just not having a good time this year, so they decided to step away. And that sucks because I love these kids and I just want them to be a part of my family here. But last night, man, last night we were rocking. At one point, we had Moravia down 8. We were within 8 the whole game. And in the third end of the third quarter, beginning of the fourth, they threw a little half-court press, little trap thing on us. I wasn't ready. I've watched some tape. Hadn't seen that yet. And that was a little bit that separated. I know it said 20, but we were there the whole game. We were right around 8 the whole game. And, man, that little half court, it was nice. It came out that surprised us a little bit. I had no idea what to do. Holden Roberts after the game goes, Coach, we got a plan for that. And I was like, I didn't see it on tape, guys. I didn't know what to do. That's on me. I wasn't ready. And sometimes that happens. But, man, was it rocking. It was loud. It was fun. That was the best fun I've had with those boys. And like we just talked about, I couldn't take the call earlier. We had morning shoot around this morning, and we don't do that here. I had all 13 kids show up. I think there's a corner. I think we're turning. Me and you, I talked about it. We're going in a direction. I know it's the positive direction. I know we just got to keep riding the rough waves. We're going to be fun to watch here going down the stretch in the next couple of years. You're going to be talking about Twin Cedars a little bit, and I promise you, you will. I promise you.
Well, what kind of things did you like about your team and what they did last night against Moravia?
Last night, so the boys we've been really stressing as a culture and the school covenants. And every practice we were saying, we're breaking down with energy and compete. And last night, the boys love when I speak Spanish. One of their favorite things. So our newest slogan has been con ganas. It means heart, with your stomach, with your gut. And, man, we came out, and I don't even know about execution. We came out, Derek, 110, gas, all gas, no break, and we committed to the press. We committed to pushing the ball outside. I know you haven't gotten to see us play yet, and we run a very aggressive 2-2-1 run and jump. Man-oriented, but it's a 2-2-1 run and jump. And it had them baffled. And the best part, because we didn't do it well the night before against Colin Maxwell, we did not handle the press well. We tried to dribble through it. And I told them, they're going to press you. And last night was the first time when somebody pressed us, we burned them enough that they got out of the press. They stopped pressing us. Because two things happened last night, because we were scoring with them bucket for bucket. They had to make a decision. Were they going to press us and try to beat our press, or were they going to just worry about beating our press? And last night, they were just worried about beating our press. It was one of those things where they were well-coached, well-prepared. I don't know if it was the energy or the fact we had a rough night before, and the boys 100% said, Coach, we got you. And they came out, one of those ones, puncher's chance, and we came out, and we didn't stop punching. And they didn't know what to do. It was one of those things where they were expecting us to roll over and go away. And I know the final score was 20, but for this group, we ran out of gas. That's all it was. We ran out of gas, got mentally fatigued. And for as hard as they played last night, Derek, I couldn't be more proud. And the best part about it, the boys were happy. It was buzzing. The guys goes, Coach, we've lost to them by 30, 40, and 60. We had them scared. And all it takes, Derek, all it takes is a little bit of belief. And these boys are believing right now. I've been believing the whole time. And you know, doing this forever, there's times we'll talk to a coach and that belief is tested. Mine was tested Thursday night. And these boys, Derek, I'll tell you, they came up and said, Coach, we believe. And it was amazing, Derek, regardless of the 20. It was amazing. We're going to be fun to watch, even if we don't win a bunch of games. We're going to be fun. We're going to be a tough fight. Nobody's going to want to play us, Derek. It's going to be a tough fight.
Well, talking to Twin Cedars boys basketball coach Khalid Rodriguez on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner. And speaking of fun, boy, your next game, you get to play where all the boys' teams dream of playing in February and March in Wells Fargo Arena. Tell us about that, just, you know, how that came up and, you know, going up there to play a conference game. I mean, it's going to be fun for Murray as well to be up there.
To be honest with you, I have no idea how I came around. I got a text message while I was with my family from our AD, Tabitha Bricker, and goes, hey, do you want to play Wells Fargo? My answer was, yes, all capital letters, 75 exclamation points, a pirate flag, a thumbs up, and a heart. I was all in on it. I have no idea how we got invited to the G League Timberwolves, the Iowa Wolves showcase. No idea. I'm assuming it's something like they're trying to take a game from every conference is kind of what I'm assuming. We just got very blessed to have the opportunity. You know, for my first year being here and trying to rebuild the culture and the program, this is really huge for us. I was a little bummed when we told the boys, like, hey, we're going to play there. There was a lot less excitement than I was expecting because I'm so excited. I'm beyond excited. And then, you know, they're too cool to be excited, just like they're too cool to listen sometimes. Too cool to be excited. And then all the parents, like, they're so excited. And like I said, we are just blessed and honored to have this opportunity. My first year to get an opportunity so cool like this. I hope that we make the Wells Fargo Arena happy and proud to the point where we're good guests and they invite us back. I'd love for this to be a thing we can do every year. I have no idea how that works. But, I mean, if we, you know, do a good job, fill up the crowd, maybe we get invited back. They do it because I'm really excited, man. Like I said, nothing but good things to come from my program. Like I said, we're playing basketball right now, and they're buying in. And I'm going to do this so I didn't because I forgot earlier in the year. I'd like to give a shout out to all my boys who played well. Holden Roberts, Joangelo Ibarra, Daxon Powell, Tobin McDaniel, sophomore just got some minutes. Blake Pettyjohn, Dallas Smith. I'm going to just remember everybody I can think of. Brock Misicic, anybody else that didn't play. No, that's everybody that played. Brandon Puyer on JV, Robert Gomez gets the play up, Connor Hare. If I missed anybody, I'm sorry. We're going in the right direction, Derek. We're very excited about Tuesday. We got a great week, 3 games. Going to be a long week. But you know what? I couldn't be more happy with that. I'm yelling at you for the last 5 minutes. I'm excited. If you can't tell, I'm excited.
You are. I got to ask, when you get up there to Wells Fargo and you get out on the court, are you going to go Hoosiers on them and measure everything just to tell them, hey, guys, it's the same as back home?
I thought about it, man. I don't even know how much time we have to warm up, Derek, or how that whole situation works. I'm hoping we don't get a little mesmerized by the lights. And at the same time, one of my friends actually told me, and I thought about it, I hope that perception doesn't get us, because, you know, it's not like when people play there and it's going to be packed all around. There's going to be some empty seats, maybe hard to shoot for the first couple minutes. But, I mean, Murray's going to have the same problem. Big gym, open backdrop. I know when I play in those kind of gyms myself personally, I can't shoot for crud, man, when I don't have something there to, like, show me how close it is. So that's my real big issue, because I don't know how much shooting around in there we're going to get or allowed. But it's going to be fun, man. I'm hoping, and I promise the boys, so I'm really hoping that everybody that is eligible to play, that I can go ahead and get them on the court for a quick minute. Shout out to Matthew Fay. I forgot about him. If I randomly think of any other names, well, you still got me. I'm just shouting out, guys. But I would like to get everybody a minute, just seconds, because that's a heck of an opportunity. Sorry, I almost did it again. Heck of an opportunity. I really, really just want them to touch the floor. Because like you said, everybody wants to be there in the end of February and March. And we get blessed to be there in January. And we may not get to be there again. I mean, we're going to eventually be there. You're going to be calling me and be like, hey, Khalid, this year 5. You guys are contenders this year again. Well, you know what? We're not there yet, but when we're there, it's going to be expected. And I want them to just get that experience. I want them to feel that.
Well, there's no shortage of excitement on you, and I'm sure the guys will be excited too on Tuesday. Have fun, and best luck next week.
Thank you so much for your time, brother. Have a safe week.
That's Khalid Rodriguez, Twin Cedars boys basketball coach on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on 92.1 KRLS.